1905. Rumors that the Midway and Vernon Railway will shortly be commenced have been rife lately, and it is now stated that negotiations are proceeding for the purchase of the first 20 miles of the right-of-way. 1910. A crew of men has been engaged during the past week erecting a new electric light line up the North Fork. 1915. Joseph Snavely, a rancher near Danville, Wash, was fined $50 or 2 months in jail for smuggling fresh meat across the international boundary. His meat, team and driver outfit were also confiscated by the customs officials. 1920. Another deal of considerable importance in Valley Acreage was consummated this week when Colonel Hill, who recently arrived from England, acquired 75 acres of the Kerman and Kirby property east of the Riverside Nurseries. 1925. Another near tragedy among local swimmers has been averted by daring and timely assistance. Nor have the boys of this community any corner on heroism. This time it was Gertrude Cook, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. W.J. Cook, who was able to keep her head and show mettle, and to her, Harry Diamond freely ascribes credit for bringing him safely back to terra firma. 1930. The Great Northern Railway has received permission of the Canadian Railway Commission to move their Grand Forks depot to downtown. 1935. A large gathering was present in the Granada Theatre on Monday evening to hear three cooperative Commonwealth speakers outline the aims and policies of the CCF. 1945. After inspecting the vegetable seed areas of the Grand Forks Valley, now at the height of bloom, and the garden plots of seed having a retail marketable value up to $160 an ounce, Hon. E.T. Kenny, Minister of Lands and Forests, expressed himself as thoroughly sold on the prodigality of the soil with these demonstrations of irrigation and cultivation so intelligently applied. 1950. Word has been received that John P. Zubeck, son of Mrs. and Mrs. J. Zubeck of West Grand Forks, was awarded a doctorate degree from John Hopkins University. 1955. Sale was negotiated recently of the Jesse Woodward farm of 85 acres of sprinkler-irrigated land to Tony Lauder, an ambitious young Hollander who has been assisting Mrs. Woodward for 4 of his 5 years in Grand Forks. 1960. A theft with several unusual features took place at Mickey's Sport Shop when 11 revolvers were stolen. Of the 11, 7 were vintage guns from the personal collection of Mickey Muddy. 1965. Peter Svetlishnov hooked a big one last Sunday. He caught an 8.5-pound, 28.5-inch rainbow trout in the Kettle River near Morrissey Creek. The boy's cousin caught a large specimen in the same hole a year before. 1970. Food specials. Frying chickens, 45 cents a pound. 1 dozen large eggs, 49 cents. 1 gallon plastic pail of ice cream, $1.49. Cake mixes, 3 for $1. 1975. Dave Pritchard, principal of Purley Elementary School, will become district superintendent of schools of the city of Whitehorse. 1980. A rainstorm in Grand Forks last Wednesday caused the evacuation of 18 residents from Boundary Lodge. Insurance officials are still haggling over the responsibility of damages. 1985. Midway's Kettle River Museum, an old CPR station, had to be moved off the right-of-way of the tracks last week. The station, built in 1900, is being restored through a grant from BC Heritage. 1990A routine range patrol of the Pass Creek area north of Eholt by BC Forest employee John Hallstrom turned into a back road high-speed chase involving the Midway and Grand Forks RCMP and leading to the arrest of an Eholt man June 19 for theft of cattle. 199520 Boundary firefighters have returned after 4 days battling raging wildfires in Ontario. They fought on the front line of a 820-hectare blaze threatening the community of Manitouwidge. 2000 close to 300 BMX riders from BC Alberta, Saskatchewan and Washington came to race in Grand Forks for the Maple Leaf Nationals, one of a series of major events for BMS riders in the region. Frank Astoforoff, the president of the BMX Society, estimated that there were probably more than 1,000 people visiting town for the races. 2005 The Kootenay Roebusters Breast Cancer Survivor Dragon Boat Racing Team won silver at the 10 Years of Breast Dragon Boat Festival in Vancouver. Competing against 61 other teams from around the world, the Roebusters came in second in the Division B Championship race. 2010 Black Press announced that on June 26 it had purchased the Grand Forks Gazette. The sale was part of a larger purchase of newspapers in the Kootenays by Black Press. The sale also included the Fernie Free Press, Nelson Daily News, Trail Daily Times and Creston Valley Advance. 2015 Forest fires across the Kootenay boundary region have residents on high alert. Fire danger ratings through the boundary are at their highest, and a 26-hectare blaze at Westbridge is being monitored by crews. 2020 A young dirt biker was evacuated by emergency crews from up the North Fork close to Bluejoint Lookout, north of Grand Forks on Sunday afternoon, after he had apparently flipped his motorcycle and injured himself while riding with two others. Grant Bernard of Grand Forks Search and Rescue said that hospital later confirmed that the man had suffered a fractured vertebra in the accident and that the care and transport of the subject, with help from BC Wildfire and Grand Forks Fire, Rescue, resulted in the best possible outcome, given the situation.